Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm Eric Mills with Microsoft. I do Windows Server Marketing, and this is going to be a really cool episode. When we first started OEM TV, this is one of the very first topics that I wanted to cover with you guys. This episode is going to be targeted at Microsoft partners. So if you're a Microsoft partner, this is for you, and you're going to like it. I'm joined today by Christopher Goebel. How are you doing, Christopher?
Very well. Thank you very, very much for having me today. I'm super excited about the time, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity.
All right. Great. Well, we're really, really glad to have you on the show. You're a wealth of knowledge on this digital content topic. I should tell people what you do. So Christopher's a consultant to Microsoft in our worldwide OEM group focusing on digital content strategy. Is there anything you'd like to add to that, Christopher, about what you do for Microsoft?
Absolutely. So we've been working on this development of this particular platform that we're going to share for the last 5 or so years. And we just recently released a new version of the platform that comes with a number of capabilities and some additional flexibility that the partners can really take advantage of. And we're super excited about the progress that we've made over the last couple of months. And we really think that we've got a tremendous value to offer to our partners at this point.
Okay, great. Well, I haven't even seen this yet, so really excited to check it out. Let's just start at a high level before we dig into the actual software. Can you talk to us about digital content and why is it so important to Microsoft partners?
Yeah, absolutely. If you look, kind of step back a little bit and kind of think about some of the market trends in the industry and just kind of in the way in which customers effectively find and research products, okay, over the time, that's really evolved to significantly more influence through digital experiences and social media interactions. And so to kind of really round this out, leading analysts will suggest that 70% of all purchases made both B2B and B2C will actually start with a web search. That could be through Bing, Google, Amazon, Alibaba. That's kind of where most purchases will begin the process. However, more importantly, two-thirds of the actual buying journey is accomplished through digital interactions. Okay, and what that means is customers are becoming significantly more self-educated. They're finding the right information or information that helps to inform them about the solutions that are available, educate them on the different features and products that they can choose from. And so ensuring that we have great, rich digital information out in the marketplace, and specifically working very, very closely with our partners to ensure that we provide those rich digital experiences through their websites, is absolutely paramount. Basically, if you also look at the exponential growth that we're seeing in online transactions, e-commerce-enabled transactions, a lot of the time those customers may never actually engage with a salesperson. So the only influence that they're getting in terms of products and solutions is through online or digital experiences. And therefore, it's very, very important that we work closely with our partners, again, to ensure that we're enabling those rich experiences.
Okay, nice. Thank you. So what does Microsoft have to help partners with the digital experience?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we'll talk a little bit more in detail about today is a platform that is open to all partners who are interested in helping to drive awareness and demand very, very easily regarding products from Microsoft, solutions, and devices that are built on Windows. And this is a very kind of straightforward process for partners to take advantage of. And we'll get into a little bit more detail. However, the great thing is once the partner's gone through the process, they're essentially assured of having the latest information delivered directly to their websites without really taking any additional steps. So it becomes a very efficient, extremely cost-effective way for partners to essentially manage their web content. And that's particularly important both for very small partners as well as large partners, those who may engage with a number of different brands, a number of different vendors. It's very difficult for them to keep up with all of that information that's constantly changing. And if we can essentially automate that and provide what I'll call kind of a managed service for our partners, it just becomes significantly more efficient and a very, very easy way for them to go to market.
Okay, nice. What is this tool called?
Okay, good question. So the tool is called the Digital Commerce and Campaign Network. And of course, like most things at Microsoft, we use an acronym, which is DCCN. And I want to emphasize that we use the term digital commerce because what we're really trying to do is help lead the customers through kind of the buying process and make it more efficient for them to actually convert into a transaction. And I'll show a little bit of example of how we achieve that.
Okay. So this is, I want to be clear to the listeners about who this is intended for. Can any Microsoft partner use this, or is it only for e-tailers or only for VARs? Like who should be using this DCCN tool?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And quite honestly, we have tried to make the content what I'll call ubiquitous across the marketplace. And so virtually any partner that is looking to drive demand and awareness of, again, Microsoft-related solutions and or devices that are built on Windows platform can really, I think, take advantage of this and benefit from the platform. Now, we do a good job of partitioning the content across different segments of the channel. So it speaks a little bit more clearly and perhaps a bit more precisely to the audience that they're targeting. So for instance, distributors would have a little different content and a little bit of a different message within the content than versus that of a reseller. So we do make what I'll call some categories of partner types, if you will, and ensure that the content is aligned accordingly.
Okay, good. Well, I know you're going to show us this tool in just a second, but before we get to that, can you talk a little more about like why would someone use this tool to put Microsoft content on their website versus just doing it themselves? Like, what problem does this really solve?
Yeah, very, very good question. First and foremost, it's a huge time saver for partners. They don't have to go and develop the content and then continually to update that information. Obviously, that then translates into a massive cost savings. Okay, so when you consider a reduction in time and a reduction in cost, that's generally a good equation for partners to take advantage of. And as I said before, oftentimes partners are dealing with a spectrum of different vendors and brands, and so having an assurance that they're always getting the latest information from Microsoft, as an example, really helps them ensure that their website is up to date, and they can take advantage of some additional content that we make available through the platform that they can use in their outbound marketing efforts as well. So things like, you know, pitch decks or an email template, some videos that they could use either in presentations or host on their website, that kind of thing. So it's just a lot easier for them to maintain the content and consume the content in this type of managed service environment.
Okay, if I'm a Microsoft partner right now, I'm probably dying to get a look at DCCN. How do we get started with it?
Yeah, absolutely. So very, very simply, we would go to the website, which is www.msdccn.com, and follow the registration process. It should take only about 3 or 4 minutes. And once the partner goes through that, we obviously then deliver a step guide to help work them through the steps, the necessary actions that they need to take. And we also have published a couple of videos that will also help provide some context and really drill into all of the aspects that are provided through the platform itself. Okay. So it's fairly straightforward.
Cool. Could you give us a quick demonstration and show us what we can do with DCCN?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm delighted to do that and very, very excited. So thank you for the opportunity.
Sure.
Okay, great. So this is the landing page for the DCCN content syndication platform. Obviously, I've just logged in. So after you as a partner have registered for the site, you'd come to this page here. And for purposes of this demonstration, I'm going to pretend that I work for a company called Contoso, okay? And Contoso is a Microsoft partner, And they've heard about the content syndication program, DCCN, and they're interested in looking at and publishing information or content onto their website. So if I go over to the Contoso landing page or their homepage, this is essentially their homepage, and we're going to augment their homepage with some additional content. Okay, so if we go back to the DCCN portal, the first step that I'd take is to simply click on the Go to Campaigns button. And that's going to essentially bring me to what I like to call the Content Hub. And this is where we organize all of the content that's available for partners to take advantage of across these different categories. Okay, so for instance, if I'm interested in looking at information related to the Office product, I can simply click into that. Each one of these, what I'll call tiles, represents a campaign. If I'm interested in looking more closely at a particular campaign, I can simply click on the detail page, and that'll bring me to this additional layer of information. The information here at the top would represent what would be published onto the website. So this is the syndicated content. If I want to go ahead and preview that content, I simply click on that button. And that gives me a fully functioning microsite that ultimately would be published on the Contoso page. And I'm going to show you exactly how that works. Now, you'll also see that there's a couple of other buttons that they can essentially take advantage of, or some features. And one of the very important features that I want to highlight is the Configure By Now. What this does is it essentially enables a button within the campaign or the microsite that would help lead the customer to the next logical step in the buying purchase. So you can see that I've already entered a redirect URL, okay? You could enter any URL that you want and essentially lead your customers to the next step in the product, in the purchase process. So now that I've done that, we'll go ahead and add the campaign to our rotation. Feel good about that. And then I'm also going to select some additional content across some different categories. And in this case, I'm going to go to our Windows IoT campaign. And I'm going to do that for a specific reason, to demo a very cool feature that we have enabled on some of the campaigns. Now we've added that campaign to our rotation. And then I'm going to go ahead and select one more option here just in the Windows category, and this is the campaign that I'd like to select, and so we say okay. If you glance down here to step number 3, you'll see that we've added those three campaigns. So the next step that I'd take is to simply choose the banner size that I want to allocate onto that home page on Contoso's site. So clicking on step number 2, you're going to see a variety of different banner sizes and choices that partners can take advantage of. Now, in the prior platform, there were only 5 different banner choices to choose from. And now you can see that we have a broader selection of industry standard banner sizes. In addition, however, if, for instance, I'm interested in this shape, but I want a dimension that's kind of in between these two sizes, I can simply click on that. And let's just say that I want this to be 970 by 180. And that'll essentially generate a custom banner size that the partner can take advantage of. So we feel really good about that. That provides the partners with a great deal of flexibility. The next step in the process is to simply click on Pick Up Your Code. And you'll see that that generates some HTML code that is unique and specific to the partner that's logged in, and it represents the selection of campaigns that they had chosen. Now, if I'm not sure what to do with this information here, I can simply email this to the person that manages my website, or in this particular case, I'm going to go ahead and copy this out. I'll go into my HTML editor. This represents the Contoso page. I'm going to scroll down here and just copy that into the location where I want that content to reside. Save all, and then if I go back to the portal, close that out, and then go to the Contoso website and hit refresh, you'll see that
wow.
We've now... pretty cool.
Yeah, that's great.
Now, something that we'd also like to really emphasize is if you pretend now I'm a customer and I'm visiting the Contoso site and I'm interested, as an example, in this particular message, and I go ahead and click on the banner, you'll see that just a little light box appears. So we've not pushed the traffic off of the partner site. We've just simply retained the customer on the partner site and then lit up this little light box, this microsite that helps to inform this customer about the advantages, in this case, about building their devices on the IoT, Windows 10 IoT platform. Now, while we're here on this campaign, I want to show you a very cool feature that we've integrated into some of the campaigns, and we'll continue to do this. We'll continue to build this functionality out as we move forward. But as I, as a customer, click through and read through the content within the microsite, you'll see that we come to this little button here that says, download the top 10 reasons to build devices on Windows 10 IoT. Now, when I click on that, you'll see that this little web form that is branded by the partner Contoso, okay, and this provides the customer the opportunity to provide some contact information. And I'm just going to quickly type in my name. That's okay, I misspelled my name, but that's all right. And then I'm going to actually include my email alias. And you'll see very quickly what happens here. So I just want to make sure that that's accurate. Okay, and I'll go ahead and hit submit. Once I do that, you'll see that we get a little prompt that says, okay, great. Thank you for your interest. Your download link has been sent to the email that you provided. Great. So I'm going to go ahead and go to my actual email account. And you'll see that I've actually received this email that says, here's your download. So this, again, is me as a customer who had visited the Contoso website, and I've been provided this download link. However, more importantly, I'll go into my private email account, and this would represent me as the partner Contoso. And you'll see that I've actually received this, what we call lead alert. And nice. It would then indicate, yes, it's very, very cool. It helps to indicate that a particular customer had visited their site, the Contoso site, and requested for this specific document. So it then provides Contoso the opportunity to perhaps reach out to that customer and engage them more deeply and ensure that they're provided with the right information and essentially engage in a relationship with that customer that had demonstrated some interest.
Now, so that's really cool, Chris. Really cool. So let me get this straight. All you did was copy and paste the code from DCCN into the partner website, and it does all of this. It shows the banners. It shows the microsites. It shows the downloadable content. It has the form for them to fill out, and it emails the link and the partner with the lead.
That's correct. As part of the registration process, if I go back to the DCCN platform, if I go into the admin tab here and just look at the company profile information, this is some basic information that we collect as part of the registration process. And the way we know where to send leads to is we simply request that the partner include an alias where they want leads delivered back to. And you can include not just one alias, but several aliases as well. And it could be any email alias that you'd like. And then over to the right here, you'll see some of the company logo information and the contact information of the partner. So as part of the registration process, we basically capture the necessary elements that then enable all of those rich features that we just demonstrated.
Nice. So these leads can be sent to multiple email addresses. And it's essentially a super easy way to start offering downloads on your website that are relevant to the Microsoft products that you're showcasing and collecting those leads through email to drive sales.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Nice. Now, I'd like to go back to the Contoso site and show you another quick example. If I go ahead and hit refresh, you'll see that we'll rotate to the next campaign that we'd selected, and remember that we did select three different campaigns. The rotation will happen based on the architecture of the website. Many websites are typically designed to refresh in a time interval, maybe 3 seconds or so. In this case, I have to manually refresh because this is kind of a simple demo site. Now, if you recall, I had shown on a prior screen this redirect configure buy now option. Okay, so again, as a customer, I'm interested in learning more about Office, and again, I can kind of click through and read through the value proposition and understand very clearly the benefits of Office. And if I'm interested, I could click on the Contact Us button, and that would allow me as a customer to engage Contoso directly. Maybe I've got a question around some licensing questions or a variety of different things that I may want to clarify. Or if I'm actually interested in moving forward, you'll see that we've, again, kind of lit up this little button here that says Buy Now. When I, as a customer, click on Buy Now, you'll see that it opens a new page on the Contoso website where they actually resell Office 2016. So this is how we're organizing or essentially providing a rich marketing experience and then tying it together with kind of an active selling experience.
Nice. So the customer can, you know, review the content about Office, click Buy Now, and be taken directly to the place where they can buy and add the Office Pro to their shopping cart.
That's absolutely right. And one thing I'd like to emphasize is if the partner doesn't actually resell products on their website, that's okay. They can redirect their customer to whatever page or whatever experience within their website that they'd like to point the customer to. So it may be a page that helps to profile some of the services that they offer. It may be a page that involves or offers a chat session or an email address where they could engage the sales organization. So it doesn't have to be a transactional website, but for those partners that do have they do sell products via their website, this is an excellent way to really help connect the customer directly to that sales motion.
Nice. Great demo, Christopher. I mean, it only took you about 30 seconds to add that entire experience to the website. How easy is that?
Yeah, it's a very, very efficient way. And the thing that I really want to emphasize is once Microsoft does update the content within the selection here, if as long as the partner has adopted or subscribed to that content, once Microsoft updates the content, those changes are rendered on the partner's site instantly. Okay, so again, the partner doesn't have to keep coming back to the portal here and identifying what's changed and what are the new updates. They're essentially sent and delivered directly to the partner site. And the feedback that we get from partners is astounding. They're just very, very happy with that continued maintenance of their content on their website. Now, I'd like to show you just another real quick example of a different method for publishing web content onto a website. Okay, in this example here, this was what we'll call a banner-driven experience. And we love this as an option. We think that partners really take advantage of this option. They can essentially inject or apply banners across their site that help to promote different offerings and products and services. However, there's also another method to actually publish the information, and we call this the direct embed option. And I'm going to give you a real quick example of how that works. So in this particular case, I've generated a blank new page on the Contoso website, okay? And we're going to populate this with some additional information that we find on the DCCN platform. So going back to the DCCN platform, if I go click into the Windows category here, and as you can see, there's a lot of different things that we can choose from, but for this purpose, I'm going to simply click on the Azure campaign here. And you'll see when the campaign is added, there's also an option here that says embed on page. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and select that as a choice. And you'll see that it, again, generates a unique HTML code. If I go ahead and copy that, and again go into my HTML editor, and I'm going to just scroll down and pop that into the location where I want that to reside. File, save all. And then go back to this new page on the Contoso site and hit refresh. You'll see that we've just injected that entire microsite kind of as a native element within the partner's web page. Okay, so this basically provides the option for the partner to grab hold of the entire microsite and just layer it onto the page directly. Now, this could be within an existing page on Contoso's site where they may have some content above, perhaps beside this and below, and it may talk about some of the additional services that they offer related to the Azure platform. So there's a lot of real flexibility and some cool things that partners can do to kind of do the combination between both banner-driven content publish as well as this direct embed method.
Nice.
Any questions that you might have, Eric?
So let me get this straight. All I have to do is copy and paste HTML from DCCN onto my website, and I get either the banner experience with the microsite or the fully embedded microsite on my website.
That's correct. Yeah, it's very, very straightforward.
Nice. I think this is great. I think many Microsoft partners may not have known about this, and this demo is extremely powerful. I mean, it's so quick and easy to add content to the website, not only just to have content, but also to drive leads and to drive transactions. So I think people are really going to be interested in this.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing that I'd like to ensure that we emphasize is this is truly a global platform. We have this platform translated in about 22 different languages, and obviously content to support that. So if I go ahead and just for purposes of this, I'll go into the Italian portal. Naturally, the entire portal will change language. But then if I click into the campaign hub, you'll see that the content available here has also then been translated into Italian as well.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah. Well, is there anything else you want to show us before we sign off, Christopher?
Yeah, the only last thing that I'd want to draw attention to is we also then provide the option for partners to examine the impact that these campaigns are having on their website. Wow. It's also an opportunity here where they just click on reporting and it'll bring them to a quick dashboard. And then I also just remembered there is one thing that I maybe glanced over that I also want to emphasize. If I go back into the Office category here and go to this detail page, as I indicated here, this represents the web content. But if you scroll down here a little bit below, you'll see some associated marketing materials that we've also then included for download. Okay, so these are some assets that partners can essentially download that are related to the content that they would publish on their website. And in this case, it's obviously Office related. There's a sales sheet that they could use. There's a pitch deck. There's some email templates. There's a training guide. So there's all kinds of things that the partner can take advantage of. And by hosting it here in this one location, it helps to provide a significantly more integrated and end-to-end option or opportunity for partners to be very efficient in their go-to-market activities.
Nice.
So with that, yeah, we've given a lot of information. There's some additional videos on the portal here that will help walk you through a little more detail. And then, of course, we do provide a kind of some documentation to help the partners step through the different process to go ahead and take advantage, full advantage of the platform.
All right. Thanks, Christopher. That was a really good demo. Super easy to add content to your website. How do partners get started with DCCN? How do they sign up and get started with the platform?
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very simply, just visit www.msdccn.com. And there's clearly a registration button toward the bottom of that page. And once you click into that, it'll just walk you through a very simple registration. It takes about 3 minutes. And from there, you basically get started, and the steps are basically as straightforward as we just talked about.
Okay, great. Well, you heard it here, folks, here on OEM TV, how to add all kinds of digital content to your website to drive leads, to drive transactions, to make your website always up to date with Microsoft content, very professional looking stuff, and a great demo from Christopher. Thank you very much, Christopher.
You bet. I really appreciate the opportunity, and we thank all of our partners. This is a great opportunity for us to work together and really help kind of drive demand and sales together.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time on OEM TV.